Well, we hope and pray everything's going well with you. We added this segment to the online service, Pastor Thoughts and Prayers, and of course, we are now also offering in-person worship at the church, so I do my thoughts and prayers in the worship service, but I thought it was really good that I can just take a moment and just share with you off the cuff, so to speak, and we're just very blessed to have a relationship with the living God through Christ that we can encourage one another, and that's really, we have a biblical mandate to do that. And I was thinking, you know, we hang on to the blessed hope. The blessed hope is knowing that Christ is either going to return for us, or when we pass on through this life, we go home to be with the Lord. Jesus said, "In my house there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you." So we know that we have something much better to look forward to. You probably heard me say, I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God, because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, we have eternal life to look forward to. Keep your eyes on the mark of the high calling. But hope is something real special. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, this is a New Living Translation, "So I pray that God who gives you hope will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in Him, and may the overflow with hope throughout your life through the power of the Holy Spirit." Those of us who believe have hope. Those of us who proclaim boldly of Jesus Christ into our life has hope. Those of us who need help deciding things, hope is there through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who ministers to us and gives us the wisdom that we need. And hope daringly speaks to our heart, speaks to our family, and we can proclaim hope. And firmly and softly, we have hope. And hope perseveres passionately. So hang on to the hope. It's a challenge in this society that we're in right now with COVID-19 and families not able to see each other. And I got a cousin in Pennsylvania that's on her deathbed and the family can't even go in to see her. It just breaks my heart. And when you see things on television where people are demonstrating and doing that, and they have funeral services, and they get 500-600 people, but my cousin's family can't go in and be with my cousin who's in her last hours. It's so sad. But we have hope, and we hang on to the blessed hope. So I hope and pray that you're not despondent through all this, and that your faith will keep you alive. My thoughts for today. Prayers is also something important, and we know that Patsy White had her ankle shattered here, and she's been at home recovering for the last couple months, and she was getting up and about again, and she took a tumble. So we want to keep Patsy White in prayer, especially Donnie White, who's become an outstanding caregiver. You know, the Bible says two are better than one in Ecclesiastes, because when one falls down, the other's there to pick us up. And Donnie certainly picked her up and ministers to her, and we just pray a special prayer of healing for Patsy, but also a prayer for Donnie. It's not easy being a caregiver, as most of you know. Sylvia Marsh, I talked to her on the phone the other day. She's having some health problems, but she's at home. She sounds good. She says the only problem she got in her memory is not so good anymore. But I said, that's okay, Sylvia. Mine's not either. So we'll just do that. And I don't know of too many other folks that are in our congregation that needs prayer. We all need prayer. But the most important thing is that intercessory prayer is such an important part of our life. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. It's really a wonderful thing. So we can intercede for family, friends, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope and pray that you're having a good day, and we want to be able to share the prayers and lift them all up. And you know, when Jesus was here on earth and the disciples was with him for about 3 years or so, and they witnessed so many things. And one of the things they witnessed was that he would go off the lot by himself. And they said one day, "Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that?" He said, "Well, I'm talking to the Father." "The Father? Yeah. Can we talk to the Father?" He said, "Sure, it's prayer." "Well, how do we do that?" He said, "This is a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray that prayer that Jesus taught, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Have a blessed day, and hope to see you in church sometime soon. God bless.